We're in the fourth parak of Tainus, Mishnah Hey. The Gemara, the Mishnah said in the previous Mishnah that there were times where Bnei Yisrael would donate different wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and there were specific families that one time in history had gone out of their way to donate wood, and they would be able at special times throughout the year to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Zman Atze Kohanim V'ha'am Tisha. There were nine sections of time, nine specific times when families in Klal Yisrael would come up and donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Be'echa ben Nisan b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. The children of Arach ben Yehuda would come up on the first day of Nisan. Be'esrim b'tamaz b'nei David ben Yehuda. On the 20th day of Tamaz, that was when b'nei David ben Yehuda, the children of David ben Yehuda, would come up to donate wood. Be'chamisha b'av, on the 5th day of Av, b'nei Paros ben Yehuda would come up. The children of Paros ben Yehuda would come to donate wood. B'shiva bo, on the 7th day of Av, b'nei Yonadav ben Rechav would come. The children of Yonadav ben Rechav would come to donate wood. B'asara bo, on the 10th day of Av, then b'nei Sina'a ben Binyamin would come, and his children would come. B'chamish asar bo, on the 15th day of Av, it would be time for b'nei, for the children of Zatua ben Yehuda, to come donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash, so they would have wood to offer karbanos with. V'imahem kohanim uleviim v'chol mishata b'shifto, and with him the kohanim came and leviim came, and anybody that wasn't sure what shape that they were in would also come. U'bnei gon ve'eli, and certain types of thieves would come also. B'nei kotei k'tzios, as well as people that caught certain types of food. B'esrim bo, and on the 20th day, B'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, that was the time for Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, that family would come to donate wood. And Be'esrim Be'elol, on the 20th day of Elul, B'nei Edom ben Yehuda, that was the time for B'nei Edom ben Yehuda to come to donate the wood. Be'echa B'teves Shavu B'nei Paros Shnia, on the first day of Teves, that was when B'nei Paros would come back for a second time to donate wood. Be'echa B'teves Lohayibu Ma'amad, on the first day of Teves, there was no mamad at all. Shehayeh bo halel v'karban musaf v'karban etzim, because that had a combination of halel, of karban musaf, and karban etzim, and therefore there was no mamad at all. We're now up to the sixth Mishnah in the fourth parak of Tainus. The Mishnah says, Chamisha dvarim iru es avoseinu b'shiva asar b'tamuz v'chamisha b'tishabav. There were five things that happened to our fathers on the 17th day of Tammuz, and five things happened also on Tisha B'Av. What are the things that happened on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz? B'Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Nishtabru HaLuchos. On Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the Luchos were broken, the tablets were broken. Ubata HaTamid, and we stopped offering the daily sacrifice. V'Hafka Ha'ir, and the city got breached. V'Saraf Apostamos Esa Torah, and Apostamos burned the Sefer Torah. He burned a Torah scroll. V'Hem Yitzelem B'Heichal, and he put an image up in the middle of the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. And what happened on Tisha B'Av? B'Tisha B'Av Nigzal Avoseinu. On Tisha B'Av it was decreed on our father, Shloikan Silo Aretz, that they, in the time of the Midbar, that they would not go into Eretz Yisrael. V'Charev HaBayis HaRishona U'Vashniya, and both the first and second Beis HaMikdashes were destroyed. V'Nilkeda Beisar, and Beisar was conquered. V'Nichmesha Ha'ir, and they plowed over the city. Misha Nichnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha, when Av comes, we have less joy.